Good morning. It is Friday, the last day of July, July 31. And I invite your attention again to James 4, and we're looking at verses 9 and 10. Let me read before I say anything else and take off and wild goose chasing, I don't want to do that. James 4, 9 and 10 reads as follows. Grieve and mourn and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. James is not calling for a life of gloom, but that as God's children, we must reflect the dignity of God in our behavior. I see some very strange things that I call worship on YouTube, and I do not see how anyone can think that treating God that way is something that God accepts. We can try to do the right thing in the wrong way, but God is under no obligation to receive it. And James is saying, when it comes to sin in our lives, it's a very serious, serious matter. Because sin is when I sin, I am challenging God. I am saying, I want my way. And we cannot win. You know, Jacob tried to wrestle with God, and God was so gracious that he just touched his thigh so that he walked in a way that reminded him that you cannot win when you try to wrestle with God. And so James is saying, listen, if there is sin, and at the Corinthian church, this is what they were doing. Paul said, when you ought to be grieving, you're having fun. Like sin was not taken seriously. And we have come to that place where we have made God into our own image, that because what we can tolerate, we think God must tolerate. We must reflect his dignity in our behavior. If there is one place where there should be a sense of awe, it is when we come into the presence of God to worship him. To worship him. I might get in trouble for saying this, but we should not begin with our service, how you're all doing? Because it is not us. It is not about us. It's about God. We come to meet with him. We draw near on his ground, and we must keep the rules for the ground on which we walk. For many, worship has become a place of self-expression rather than a place of awe. When the sons of Aaron approached God the way they wanted to rather than the way God had instructed them, God removed them not only from the ministry but from earth altogether. Therefore, we also must be careful of our approach when approaching the presence of God. You know, may I just share something with you? One of the way I prepare for Sunday morning is how I end Saturday night. I am very careful that I try to make sure that my life is in order before God Saturday night. I mean, I live that way every day, but getting ready for Sunday, I want so that I try to avoid business on the Lord's Day. I try to avoid sports. No, those things are not wrong, but God gives me 6 days to do all that, and he asked me for one day. So I really, at the end of a service, I don't want to talk about the game I went to last night or any such thing. I think it's in Joshua 5, in verse 5, if I'm not mistaken, where God said to Joshua, prepare yourselves For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders so that when I come to the building on Sunday, I am expecting God to do something because I prepare myself. And this is what James is saying. Let me read it again in closing. And by the way, look at Psalm 119, verses 120. Verse 120, there's another section that says almost the same thing. So I only gave you one. James 119, 120. But listen to James again. Change your laughter to mourning. When we sin, don't go to God frivolously because he has promised to forgive us. Go with repentance, godly sorrow. And wail. We have to learn how to be so grieved that we weep when we become aware that we have failed God. Change your laughter to mourning. If you have to change your location, when worship becomes self-expression, self-invention, then make that change, friends. When someone can begin a worship service with man, you are going to end with man. But when you begin with God, man will end the way God wants you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Father, oh, I pray that what was said was not scolding, but instructing, and that we will want more than anything else, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.